Well, the past 2 years have been tough for everyone, and in particular, it's been tough for a lot of young people. One organisation, of course, in Cambridge and Cambridgeshire that looks after our young people is Centre 33, and I'm joined on the line by Gavin Chappell-Bates from Centre 33. Gavin, hi.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Yeah, nice to catch up with you. How have things been? I mean, I go ahead and just make these sweeping statements, but am I right? Has it been tough for youngsters?
Yeah, certainly. So we've seen an increase in needs across the board from young people. So we know COVID directly has impacted negatively on young people's mental health. So over 40% of the young people that have come to see us in the last couple of years have reported a deterioration directly because of COVID. And similarly, we track a lot of presenting needs across the board, and things like suicidal thoughts, self-harm, isolation, all of those have increased over the last 2 years. So certainly we are seeing a severe increase in need from young people.
Indeed. Now, just for those who don't know what Centre 33 does, and I can't believe that people who listen to us don't know what Centre 33 does, but just give us a brief overview of what it is that you get up to.
Sure. So we support young people up to the age of 25 across the county. And we're basically here for young people for anything they might need support with. So they can pick up the phone, they can email, they can WhatsApp, they can drop into one of our hubs. And we will support them with whatever it is going on in their lives. So that could be mental health, could be a housing issue, could be finances, could be something to do with education. There might be some trauma in their life. We work with a lot of young carers. So basically, whatever's going on for them, we will work with them, and we will provide holistic and specialist support to work with them on that.
And particularly in the past years, we've been saying, therefore, that isolation has been there, worrying about family, worrying about their own life and health and everything. It's, you know, work has been impacted for some youngsters. I mean, not everybody who sees you is a student, are they? A lot of them, I guess, are out and working already.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, there are pinch points in people's lives. You know, there's some key moments, transition points in young people's lives. And, you know, obviously, young people are developing. They're developing their sense of their self, their place in the world. And, you know, it's been a challenging time for lots of reasons. You know, you turn on the news and you're obviously seeing a very specific view of the world. So there's a lot of things for young people to contend with. And obviously, you know, schools weren't open for a long time. Even when they were open, there were some young people who weren't returning to those settings because they were in vulnerable families and they were nervous about, you know, what they might bring home to mum or dad. So it's been a real challenging picture. And as you say, you know, that, you know, there have been employment challenges, and, you know, it's been widely reported that young people have been, you know, the biggest group affected by unemployment and sort of furloughing over the last couple of years. So you kind of put all that together, and you know, there's lots of challenges there. And you know, I think we will continue to see that over the next, I'm not sure how long, but you know, it's moving goalposts in terms of what's going on in the world. So, but we certainly don't see the picture improving anytime soon.
And so that's going to be the target for your appeal this Christmas, is it?
Yeah, so our campaign's called Someone to Talk to This Christmas. So really it's just to foster the idea of how important it is for all of us to have someone to talk to. At various points in our lives, we do need someone, and especially important for young people who might not know where to turn to. And that's why we're here. And we're obviously doing this focus at Christmas, but it's not just about Christmas. It's, you know, about us being there all the time. We've been here for 40 years as a charity. We've supported over 40,000 young people in that time. So, you know, we need to continue to be there so that, you know, if a young person is really challenged with something or something traumatic is going on in their life and they don't know who to turn to, they can pick up the phone, they can drop in, they can come and talk to us.
Right. And so your annual appeal is to specifically help them. Do you, so you'll be manning that both as a phone line and as drop-in centres, all manner of contact?
Yeah, so we have, I mean, there are various elements to our services, but the first sort of stage is that initial contact that young person will have with us. So that's what this campaign is to help fund. So it costs quite a lot of money to run that across the whole of the charity. So it just enables members of staff and volunteers to be there to pick up the phone, to be a friendly face in our hubs, to answer emails, to really be that sort of first friendly, accessible point of contact to then help understand what a young person's needs are, and then we can look at further support beyond that.
Okay, so how much are you looking to raise this year? Because it always strikes me that yours are always very modest amounts.
Oh dear, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
No, I just always think it is. You don't strike me as a charity that burns through the cash in that way. Every time you ask for an appeal, it always seems a very modest, very reasonable amount you're looking to raise.
Well, I think, you know, as a charity, we are very centred in our community, and that's how we've grown. We have grown significantly in the last few years in our size, but yeah, I like to think we look after our money well, and we understand the importance of doing that. So yeah, so this year we're aiming to raise £5,000. As I speak to you now, and this may change, we're over 4,000 already, which is amazing.
My goodness. You've only just started.
Well, yeah, so we've had some very generous donors. So, you know, whilst that £5,000 is a target, it'd be amazing seeing as where we're at.
Absolutely.
We could achieve even more. So there's, you know, the last 2 years have been really tough, but the people's generosity in this country has not waned. So we're very grateful to all of our supporters out there.
Okay, so how can people donate?
So we have a webpage set up for the campaign. So if you head over to that, it is centre33.org.uk/Christmas. All the information is on there. You can see some wonderful videos as well, featuring some people that have used our services in the past, just talking about how important it was for them to have someone to talk to. And yeah, donate if you can. If you can't donate, you can maybe think about fundraising. Appreciate some people can't do either of those things. So we're really just also encouraging just to think about the importance of being someone to talk to in your community and in your, you know, family setting.
Indeed, indeed. And spreading the word is always a good thing as well, isn't it? Social media, people can just, if you can't do it yourself, spread the word. You might get it out there to others who can.
Exactly, yeah. It's all about doing whatever you can, and we appreciate all of that. So, yeah, thank you.
That's great. So, Gavin, when's this appeal run to? Are people going to be quick?
Well, so yeah, it will run until Christmas, so probably last until up till January the 1st. So you've got a couple of weeks to get in there, see how far we can get. So yeah, it's a nice position we're in already. So I'm excited to see where we get to.
I think it's amazing. I think it just shows you, it's testament to the work you do. If you're at that level already, then people know what it is you do and they value it. So I think that's amazing. But as you say, let's not get complacent. Let's just shove some more money in the bank. If we can stick a one in front of that five, that would be really nice.
And that would be nice.
Well, that would presumably really help you into 2022, because it is still uncertain, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, and you know, a lot of the funding we get, or I have got in the last couple of years, has been invaluable in helping us adapt, because who knows what's around the corner, and we've had to, like a lot of charities, had to adapt very quickly, and that, you know, does come with costs. So you know, it just gives us that a bit of extra security, and then make sure we can continue to be there for young people when they need us.
Well, let's make sure you do. You've been doing it for 40 years. We don't want you to go anywhere. That's fantastic. Gavin, it's always good to catch up with you and the work that you do down there at Centre 33. A very Merry Christmas, fingers crossed on that target. I think that's going to be smashed by the sound of it, but keep us posted, and let us know what the final figure is, won't you?
Will do. Thanks so much for having me, and Merry Christmas to you and all your listeners.